Harper Children's Audio presents Warriors, Omen of the Stars, The Fourth Apprentice by Aaron Hunter. Performed by Kathleen McInerney. Prologue. Water poured over the lip of the rock in a smooth curve and roared down into a chasm. Far below, it tumbled and foamed into a pool. The rays of the setting sun set a myriad of trapped rainbows dancing in the spray. Three cats sat on the edge of the river just upstream of the waterfall. They watched as a fourth cat approached, stalking delicately across the shaggy moss that covered the riverbank. Starlight sparkled at her paws and misted on her gray-blue fur. The newcomer halted and raked the waiting cats with an icy blue stare.
"In the name of all clans, why did you choose to meet here?"
she demanded, irritably shaking one forepaw. "It's far too wet, and I can't hear myself think." Another she-cat, with ragged gray fur, rose to face her.
"Stop complaining, Blue Star. I chose this place because it's damp and noisy. I have things to say that I don't want any other cat to overhear."
A golden tabby Tom beckoned with his tail.
"Come and sit by me. There's a dry spot just here."
Blue Star padded across to him and sat down with a contemptuous sniff.
"If this is dry, Lionheart, then I'm a mouse."
Turning to the gray she-cat, she added,
"Well, Yellow Fang, what is it?" "The prophecy has not been fulfilled," Yellow Fang meowed. "The three have come together at last, but two of the cats might not recognize the third."
"Are you sure we've got the right three this time?"
Blue Star asked sharply.
"You know we have."
The speaker, a beautiful tortoiseshell and white she-cat, dipped her head gently toward the cat who had been her clan leader.
"Didn't we all have the same dream on the night the One was born?"
Blue Star flicked the tip of her tail.
"You could be right, Spotted Leaf, but so much has gone wrong that it's hard to trust anything now." "Of course she's right,"
Yellow Fang twitched her ears.
"But if Jay Feather and Lion Blaze don't recognize the One, there could be more trouble. I want to send them a sign."
"What?"
Blue Star rose to her paws again, waving her tail commandingly, as if she still held authority over the old medicine cat.
"Yellow Fang, have you forgotten that this prophecy isn't even ours? It could be dangerous to interfere with it. I think we should leave it alone."
Spotted Leaf blinked, puzzled.
"Dangerous?
Do you think it's a good idea to have cats in the clans who are more powerful than the stars?"
Blue Star challenged, facing each cat in turn.
"More powerful than us, their warrior ancestors?"
She swept her tail in a gesture to include her unseen clanmates, who were elsewhere in the beautiful, prey-filled forest.
"What will become of ThunderClan if—"
"Have faith, Blue Star,"
Lionheart interrupted gently.
"These are good and loyal cats."
"We thought that about Hollyleaf,"
Blue Star retorted.
"We won't be wrong again,"
Yellow Fang mewed.
"Wherever the prophecy came from, we have to trust it. And we have to trust our clanmates beside the lake."
Spotted Leaf opened her jaws to speak, only to turn sharply at the sound of another cat brushing through the undergrowth a few fox lengths farther upstream. A silver-furred she-cat burst out into the open and raced toward them, starlight swirling around her.
"Feathertail,"
Blue Star exclaimed. "What are you doing here? Are you spying on us?"
"We're all clanmates now,"
the former RiverClan warrior reminded her.
"I guessed why you were meeting and—" "This is ThunderClan business, Feathertail,"
Yellow Fang pointed out, with just a hint of her sharp yellow teeth.
"No, it's not," Feathertail flashed back at her. "Jayfeather and Lionblaze are half-Wind Clan, Crowfeather's sons.
her blue eyes filled with distress. I care about what happens to them. I have to watch over them. And I grieve for Hollyleaf just as much as you do.
Spotted Leaf stretched out her tail to touch the silver she-cat on the shoulder.
She's right. Let her stay.
Yellowfang shrugged. They aren't your sons, Feathertail,
she cautioned with unexpected gentleness.
We can warn them and guide them, but in the end, they will go their own way.